and Luke, who, there is a slightly different slant as to whose perspective. Does anybody want to be daring? Come on, because we haven't got all day, we've got too much to do the rest of the day. Any suggestion? Matthew and Luke. Okay, that might be, and I think that contributes to it. One is probably from a Jewish. Anne?
I think the second reading was more simplified and probably more able to be understood by people who didn't have faith.
Okay, any other suggestions? Johnson, did you hear the first reading? I don't think you did. You were in late, weren't you? So you missed it. Go on then. You can, but short, not a PhD. Matthew does the lineage, Luke doesn't do the lineage in the same way, but essentially that's correct. But from that, something far simpler, don't try and be, that's the background, what Chris and Anne and Johnson have said.
When he's actually given the birth.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
The other one is leading
up to the child. Yeah. I asked you, that's true probably, but I asked you what perspective. Who were the parents, the earthly parents of Jesus? Okay, so if Matthew gives a lineage to trace from Joseph, and Matthew is perhaps more Jewish, it's written for Jewish writers, the perspective that is given is that of Joseph, the man in the story. All right, so Joseph names him Jesus. And Matthew's very clear to show Joseph's role in it. It's Matthew that names him. It's Joseph that didn't have sex with Mary when she was pregnant until Jesus was born. So the scripture's very clear on that, all right? Went on to be a normal family with normal sexual relationships after the birth of Jesus. But until then, this was the maiden, this was the Virgin Mary, okay? So it is written from the perspective, Matthew, good Jewish, patriarchal, male-dominated society, okay? That's what's coming. Luke gives the perspective always in his gospel, just read it, of women. So Jesus's relationship to women is seen throughout Luke's gospel. It's quite unusual. He's a historian as well, but actually he describes, he's a doctor as well, as far as we know, the pregnancy of Mary. He's fascinated by this pregnancy. How did this happen, this miracle? So you get, in one, the perspective of Joseph, slightly, just a little slant, and one, just the little slant of Mary. So have a look at that, because it would have been quite different for Mary and Joseph. I don't know if you ever think about how Joseph felt about it all. They showed it quite, no, 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 you know, and he wanted to put Mary aside because he obviously thought she'd had sex with some other man, you know, and she, no, it's of the Holy Spirit. The angel, he doesn't believe Mary, particularly the angel comes and says, this child is of the Holy Spirit. So quite interesting. So that's the first thing. Remember, I'm going to ask you to do three things. The second thing is, I've said, I find Christmas so complex with so much alcohol and celebrations and consumerism and spending and all these things, which in balance can be fine. I try to keep one simple thought. And through Christmas, my thought this year has been about this broken star that fell off the Christmas tree. The Christmas celebration, Jesus came into the world to fix something that's broken. What I would like you to do, and you can think to yourself, but I prefer if you chatted with your neighbor, and especially if you've got children, that you would chat with them. I would like you to actually decide, try for one, what important message or truth is contained in the Christmas story as told by the gospel writers. So I know you could talk for 4 months about that. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking you, in the light of today, what one important message or truth do you think is contained in the Christmas story as it was told by the gospel writers? In other words, if you were talking today, what would you stand up and feel was the important thing you wanted to convey to other people? Or if you meet somebody for a coffee later on through Christmas, what's the one thing? Okay, so you can have a little chat with your neighbour if that helps. Otherwise, bless you. Otherwise, you can... So the person who doesn't usually speak, let them speak first. Okay, one thing. So ask your mum, she might not know. One thing that you think it tells you can be as simple as you would like. This is the second thing I'm asking you to do, and there are three. Just to warn you, I'm going to start with Toby, so you better have something to share first. You're not talking about the baby, you're talking about Jesus, okay? So stop gassing about other things, what you got for Christmas, what you're going to eat for lunch. Then I go to Nathan. Why? Oh, because teachers always pick on those that look sleepy and bored. What one thing that's worth remembering about the Christmas story? Otherwise, no turkey for you. I won't pick on you, don't worry. I won't. It wouldn't be fair. Okay, one thing, just one thing, and I'm not going to let anybody that's already spoken speak. So fortunately, Chris can't speak, Anne can't speak, Johnson can't speak. Okay, who wants to start? Volunteers first. Who wants to start? Olivia. Shh. Listen to other people and learn.
It's about Jesus, who was born, and it's about the faith.
Wow, profound. It's about Jesus. That's the most important thing. It's about Jesus. Absolutely. Not religion. It's about Jesus, and it's about faith. Did you work that out all yourself? Is that combined mother and daughter? That's powerful, mother and daughter. Go for it. Anybody else want to volunteer? Who's hiding? Okay, can I pounce? Go on. What did you say?
So we were talking about the sort of restfulness and sort of getting priorities, things like that, but also looking at children and just, I guess, new beginnings.
Three things. Four. Restfulness, that calm in the midst of all that. Priorities. Children. And we're all children of God, but with Jesus, baby Jesus. And what was the last one? New beginnings. Wow, four things. Just fantastic. You're so good. Who's been your pastor all these years? Oh, they must be. They must be. Oh, the Holy Spirit. Okay, take it back. Come on then, Ash. Anything did you come up with, you two blokes?
We kind of said that the birth is so unique, you know.
Lovely word.
Never happened. I was saying, it's like his birth is like not like a legend, but it's like, you know, there's more to come, and you know, history's in the making, kind of thing.
Powerful. Two things: legends. There's more to come. Oh God, that's good. You must be learning in Sheffield. Keep it up. Okay. Any in the back row? Cheryl, anything?
Well, mine's a very simple.
Lovely.
Thing,
good.
The great love that somebody would show to come and die for the world. It's very simple.
If somebody hadn't said love and coming to die, I would be really worried. Even though it's birth and death sort of together, isn't it? Amazing. Anybody else desperate to say something? Oh, sorry. Yes. Who's
forgiveness and not being judgmental.
Right.
Joseph first was a bit reticent, but then he didn't judge and sort of, in a, not forgave, but in a way accepted.
Yes.
Mary still, which is nice.
Interesting, isn't it? Yes.
And there's already something.
Being with your family.
Family. Absolutely. So you've got the family in heaven, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then you have this earthly family that Jesus comes to live in amongst. Very, very powerful. You are fantastic. You are fantastic. Have you spoken? No. I got to stick to my word. So ask anybody afterwards. Do you see what I mean? How we can be a learning congregation because we have these truths. You can't do it all the time, but that's fantastic. Okay, hold your horses. Thank you. Okay, that was the second thing. And all those things that come together, the pain as well as the joy in the world. So it isn't just a happy time. It's actually a really troubled time, okay, like our own. The high and the low, as the song said, the heavens and the earth. People are in transit, they're in migration for all sorts of reasons, the same as in our world, okay? Why were they there? Because there were going to be new taxes. They decided that the whole world would be taxed. Heard that before? They went back, people, therefore, to their home tribes and places. They'd already migrated. People are in migration, all right? So he went back, Joseph, to Bethlehem because his family had come from there. There was power, the power of the Romans, the power of Herod, and the powerless and the powerful view Jesus differently from different perspectives. And Jesus, as someone said, Jesus, it's all about Jesus. His coming had significance for all the nations, not just Israel. So the Magi were from other nations, all right? They were Zoroastrians. They were also of other faith. Insights, they came. Okay, here's the last thing, which might be the hardest, and this is not to share with anybody else. This is thinking this. Could we have the next slide up, please? This is she gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. The last slide, he was laid in a manger. All right, he was laid in a manger. He didn't have a halo around his head. That's what artists add. He was laid in a manger in strips of cloth. Now, this is not to share with anybody else. This is private. So we're going to pause. What message is there for me, that means you, in the Christmas story that I need to hear and remember in the now? So these are all truths that add up and make a whole picture. Well, I'd like you just, if you can, just for a couple of minutes, just to think about this. Jesus, Lord God, what message is there for me in the Christmas story that I need to hear and remember in the now? So we're all going through different circumstances, and we're also all going through similar circumstances. We're part of a nation. We're part of a people, all right? But what is it that I need to remember now? So we're specifically asking the Holy Spirit to prompt our minds and our thinking, and perhaps to say, you may need to take this home and think further, but just do the beginning. What message is there for me in this Christmas story that I need to hear and remember now? So let's just have 2 minutes. If you want to focus on the candles, you can. Just focus. Grow those things deeper in us and express them fully to us. Now, I think you will need to take that away to think about that. Just remember that you don't have the joy of birth until you've had pain, and to be honest, blood, sweat, and tears, and waiting, and difficulty. And that really is also one of the great truths of the Christian and Christmas story, that it is about struggle before there is often birth. And even us coming to faith in Jesus is often about struggle before we're fully born again, before Jesus is fully born in us. The thought that I had, I'll just share that with you, which I think will be different to yours. The thought that I need to think about is simply this: Jesus comes at the right time and in the right place and in the right way.
Okay? Jesus comes in the right time, in the right place, and in the right way for me. And what I thought about was these words, and it's often misquoted. It might be quite old-fashioned to some of you. It's not just mentioned. Originally, it was in a poem, but it's used quite a lot, and it became a hymn. But finish this sentence for me out loud if you can. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. What tends to happen is people that misquote because they don't fully quote, is because people say when they don't understand something that's going on in their lives, and loads of things happen. So somebody becomes, say, seriously ill, or somebody becomes redundant, or somebody's, you know, all these things happen. We think, what's happening to the UK at the moment? What is this mess, utter mess that we're in? And so people glibly say to you, oh, God moves in a mysterious ways. And I went, his wonders to perform. Now, Christmas is a mystery. It was mysterious to people, really weird, you know, that these people started turning up, this bright star, the shepherds came down. It wasn't weird that a baby was born wrapped in swaddling clothes and put in a manger. That was the way, that was the cultural practice. But it was really weird then the way that the Magi came, you know, from far away with these gifts. Then it was really strange that from Herod's palace came a troop of soldiers and massacred all the under twos in Bethlehem, you know. Does anybody know, other than Chris, who wrote the poem God Moves in a Mysterious Way? In fact, the title of the poem is Light Shining Out of Darkness. Does anybody know? If Henry was here, I can hear him. It actually was written in 1773 by a man called William Cowper. And he wrote a poem called Light Shining Out of Darkness. He was a minister in the church, and he was just beginning to enter into a period of really bad mental health, a really bad depression. And he wrote this poem, which was set to music. And he had a text that went with it, which was John 13, verse 7. If you want to look that up later, I'm not going to read it to you. And he wrote these words. Now, they're a bit old-fashioned, but they're phenomenal. It actually reads this. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footstep in the sea and rides upon the storm. Deep in unfathomable minds of never-failing skill, he treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. Ye fearful saints, that's us, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. Behind a frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. His purpose will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his work in vain. God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. Old-fashioned but phenomenal truths, and they were expressing things like Ashley said, another said, new beginning, it's unique. There's more to come. And the coming of Jesus is the beginning of a whole new phase in history, which carries through to the day when he returns again and this heaven and earth goes, because a new heaven and earth begins. So hold the truth that God gives to you. For me, it will be that Jesus comes at the right time, in the right place, and in the right way. Thank you for contributing and taking part in those three key ways this morning.